I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're cooking meatballs and marinara sauce, inspired by the 2009 animated film, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 33 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're continuing our series of dishes inspired by films about food.
Next up is the animated film Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Now this is our second animated film in a row, and you may be thinking, why all the kids' films? Well, both Josh and I have young children at home, and so most of the time when there is a film playing, it's a kids' film. Now Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which is based off of the 1978 children's book of the same name, tells the story of Flint Lockwood, who lives on the island of Swallow Falls.
Swallow Falls was once home to the great Baby Brent sardine factory, which is now closed, and the town has lost most of their income due to its closure. Flint is an inventor, and though all of his inventions like spray-on shoes and the hair unbalder have failed, he continues to tinker. Flint then makes the Flint Lockwood Diatonic Super Mutating Dynamic Food Replicator, which takes water and turns it into food.
When Flint tries to activate the machine, it goes haywire and wrecks the town before shooting up into the sky. Not long after this event, a rainbow appears and cheeseburgers begin to rain down upon the town. This changes Swallow Falls, now called Chewin' Swallow Falls, fortunes, and the city thanks Flint for his invention. But things, of course, don't end here.
The machine goes haywire and sends a giant tornado of spaghetti and meatballs that destroys much of the town.
Sam, hey! We love a good storm over here, but you look like a nerd.
Patrick, several children are stranded in the path of this tomato tornado.
My tummy hurts.
Go!
Yikes!
What is that, a scrunchie? I haven't seen one of those since 1995.
What? We have an actual weather emergency.
Oh, no! Oh, well, we'll get right back to that storm, and hopefully Sam will look a little more appealing.
This scene, and the fact that the machine eventually becomes encased in the middle of a giant meatball in the sky, formed the idea for today's recipe. But before we get into that, where did spaghetti and meatballs come from?
While spaghetti and meatballs are thought to be Italian food, you will not find them as a menu item at any restaurant in Italy unless the restaurant is designed to cater to tourists.
Now, spaghetti and meatballs are, of course, both easily found in Italy, but they are never served together. Meatballs in Italy are called polpette, and are usually made from many different meats, and not just the typical beef meatball we are used to in the US. But as Italians began immigrating into the United States, they found that their food costs dramatically declined, and meat became a staple in homes instead of a special item.
With meat so prevalent, families started to include it in nearly every meal. Over time, Italian-American families had settled on the beef-style meatball we all know and love today. This was often combined with marinara sauce, also called sailor sauce, because canned tomatoes were a common item on ships at the time, and meatballs and marinara became a standard item. Now in America, we are used to serving starches along with other foods, and over time, the marinara-covered meatballs came served on top of spaghetti noodles, the most common Italian-style noodle in America during the turn of the 20th century. And so, an Italian-American fusion was born. Just don't try and order it on your next trip to Florence. Now let's cut out to Chef Tom in the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
I'm here in our teaching kitchen getting ready to put together these meatballs. I've already got my stand mixer set up with the paddle attachment. We're going to be mixing our meatballs in the stand mixer. So in my mixing bowl here, I have 1 pound of ground beef. And I'm going to add the rest of the ingredients to this. We've got a cup of panko or breadcrumbs. Then I'm going to throw in some Parmesan, 1 egg, 1 clove of garlic, and a little bit of our Italiano seasoning. So we'll get this mixing, and what we're gonna try to do here is create the primary bind. So we're going over medium speed here, and we're moving these items together and creating this friction, and what's going to happen is the sausage is going to turn tacky. I'm gonna give this about 30 more seconds before I check it. All right, so what we have now is a tacky texture. These meatballs are holding together, so they're not falling apart like loose meat. This is what we're going for when we're trying to achieve the primary bind. Now at this point, I'm gonna take our sausage and divvy it up into about 1 ounce sized meatballs. Of course, you can do any size meatball that you like. We're going to do smaller ones today. And we're just going to roll these into meatballs and portion them out to get them ready for the grill. All right, now that our meatballs are assembled, we're going to go ahead and get these on the grill. So we're going to cook these on our pellet smoker today. And we've got that preheated to 400 degrees. We want to try and get some nice color on the outside. So I'm going to place these on the second shelf where the air can circulate around them directly on the shelf. And we'll get some smoke flavor as well as some nice texture on the outside. Now, while those meatballs are cooking, I'm coming inside here and setting up a saucepan on the stovetop so I can put together our very simple marinara sauce. So this starts off with San Marzano tomatoes. And I've got one 28-ounce can of San Marzano tomatoes. These are whole tomatoes, so I'm just going to break them up a little bit. And we'll add the remaining ingredients. So we've got some tomato paste, a couple cloves of garlic that we've minced up, a couple tablespoons of fresh basil minced up, and some salt and some sugar. All right, so we're just gonna stir all this around, bring it to a simmer, and we'll continue to kind of break these tomatoes down, which will be easier as they soften up. Let's give this about 5 minutes now to come up to a simmer and really meld all those flavors together. All right, so I'm gonna give this a taste now. Very nice, just a pinch more salt. All right, that's ready for our meatballs. So as soon as those meatballs come off the grill, we'll bring them in, toss them in the sauce, and then we can serve this over a bit of pasta. All right, it's been about 15 to 20 minutes. I'm checking the internal temperatures. And this time may vary depending on what kind of grill you're using, but you do want to be cooking indirect. So I'm reading temperatures now about 160 degrees Fahrenheit on the internal temperature, which is just perfect. Now I can remove these meatballs from the grill, and we'll go put them into our marinara sauce. And that is our good old American spaghetti and meatballs.
Well, that does it for this episode. Let us know if you make this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show. If you have a favorite food scene in a film, let us know what it is and we'll see if we can recreate it.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as we cook up the famous sandwich from the 2004 film Spanglish.